June 21st, 2009, the celebrated host of Go Vegan Radio, Bob Linden, launched the first ever Vegan Earth Day with a festival that included the Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World seminar. Though Supreme Master Ching Hai was unable to attend as the invited guest of honor due to her busy schedule, she graciously shared her insights about society's advancement toward ideal moral values through an inspirational video message. Dignitaries who attended the seminar included Rip Esselstyn, vegan firefighter and author of the New York Times bestseller, The Engine 2 Diet; Christine Garcia, vegan animal rights activist, founder and lead counsel of the Animal Law Office in San Francisco; Chris DeRose, animal rights activist, founder and president of Last Chance for Animals, and author of In Your Face, From Actor to Animal Activist; Jonelle Romero, Native American vegan and producer of the first American Indian Internet television channel, Red Nation Television Channel; and Janice Belson, vegan executive director of Medicines Global. The seminar was also covered by KTLA, a television station in Southern California. We now invite you to listen to part one of the rebroadcast of the live seminar, Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World, in Woodland Hills, California, USA, on June 21st, 2009.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to our celebration of the first ever Vegan Earth Day, a historic occasion. And we're so pleased to have you be a part of it. Let's give yourselves a hand for attending today here in Southern California Community Fest. Thank you so much, all the caring people attending here today as we created the first ever Vegan Earth Day, because it's necessary that we ask everyone on Earth to go vegan to save the Earth. Now that we know, with problems with global warming and deforestation and drought and disease and world hunger and war and violence, there is an answer. We know the problems, we have the solution. It's to go vegan. And on Vegan Earth Day, we're telling everybody about it. And we're so glad to have you here, and we have so many wonderful people who have attended. We have real heroes in our presence today. Chris DeRose, the founder of Last Chance for Animals, wonderful, heroic figure who showed vivisection to the world for the first time, the horrors of vivisection. We have people who are in the rescue, like Lori Houston, who founded Farm Sanctuary and now has Animal Acres in Acton. And Jonelle Romero, we thank you for a beautiful opening ceremony today, Native American Indian ceremony, vegan. And Dr. Esselstyn coming here and telling everyone, you don't have to have heart disease. It's totally preventable, reversible. And his son, Christine Garcia, animal attorney, all people dedicated to compassion in the world. And today is the summer solstice, the day of most light. So we hope we're shining light on the need to go vegan, that people can see that it is the only answer. Those of us who really care about animals, we find that the key to solving all our problems is in kindness to animals. Isn't it amazing that when we're kind to animals and we don't eat them, we don't get heart disease, cancer, stroke. We don't have the environmental problems that we do. And this day is so important. It's recognized worldwide. There are celebrations going on in Europe and Asia and Canada. And this was recognized in the United States Congress this week by Congressmember Dennis Kucinich of Ohio, who happens to be the only vegan in Congress. Yes. the Congressmember I trust. He wants a Department of Peace, right? You're from a vegan, you get somebody suggesting a Department of Peace. I believe we have his letter that he sent to me from the House of Representatives, and Lori Houston, you're going to read it. Lori Houston of Farm Sanctuary with Dennis Kucinich's letter. Thank you.
As declared by the U.S. Congress, presidential vegan candidate Dennis Kucinich, House of Representatives of Ohio, in honor of Vegan Earth Day. Madam Speaker, I rise today in honor and recognition of Vegan Earth Day 2009. On June 21st, 2009, members of the community will promote and celebrate the healthy and environmentally sound vegan lifestyle, abstaining from the consumption or use of animals and any animal byproducts. Studies show that a vegan saves a ton and a half of carbon emissions per year. Vegans also require much less water in the production of their food. With the effects of climate change becoming more evident and water becoming more of a precious commodity, these individuals are leading the way to a cleaner and greener future by promoting the consumption of fruits, vegetables, nuts, grains, and other organic fruits. I also stand in recognition of the event's organizer, Bob Linden, as he continues to demonstrate outstanding leadership on conservation, humane treatment of animals, and healthy eating habits. This year's Vegan Earth Day will feature environmental and health experts, live music, animal adoptions, and activities for kids that set the stage for other organizations across the country to follow in their footsteps. Madam Speaker and colleagues, please join me in honor of the program coordinator, Bob Linden, Pierce College, and the event volunteers as they celebrate Vegan Earth Day. I stand in recognition of the important contributions such an event will add to the promotion of living environmentally conscious lifestyles across the country. U.S. Congress.
Great. All right. Vegans are in Congress, huh? And we also had a special message from Congressmember Kucinich for us, who are celebrating Vegan Earth Day, a community fest here and around the world. So let's see that now.
Hi, I'm Dennis Kucinich, and I want to say hello to everyone at the Vegan Earth Day Community Festival. It's important that we celebrate this day, not only because it's the summer solstice, but also because for many people, it's the beginning of new opportunities to be able to make a transformation in the choices they make about their food every day. What does it mean to be a vegan? Well, I can share with you what it's meant to me. When I made that decision back in 1995, I was in a different state of health. For many years, I suffered from what some know as Crohn's disease, and I was told that there was no cure for it. But by a vegan diet and by the use of Chinese medicine as an extra help, I don't have a problem anymore. I just want to tell you that for health reasons, for compassion for animals, there are many reasons that people can make that change, and also for helping to save the planet. There are many reasons why a person may be a vegan, as there are vegans, I suppose. But for me, it's been one of the most important decisions in my life. It's enabled me to have increased clarity and vitality, and it's given me a joy of life that I can't say that I really had when I had another diet of that was weighing me down physically and spiritually. I'm so grateful that all of you have come together on this important occasion to be able to renew friendships and also to renew commitments. Now, finally, the national media is starting to recognize the importance of the food that we eat with respect to someone's health and also with respect to its impact on the environment. When I was traveling the country and would tell people that I was a vegan, they weren't sure if that was a political party or not. They weren't sure if that was some ethnic group. But as I've had the chance to inform people and share with them my own understanding of what it's meant to my own health, as well as to the health of animals and the happiness of animals, people start listening. And in a way, each one of us, each one watching this at this moment, has the chance to affect another person and to get them to explore alternatives to diet and the choice that we make that affects our own health, the health of the planet, and the happiness and the survival of animals. This is something that can create great joy in life, and it has for me. And I'm grateful for all my friends in the vegan community who have shown a continued commitment and a pledge to you my willingness to keep spreading the word and to keep letting people know how important it is that we reflect on the impact of our choice of diet on the world and on ourselves. So thank you very much. Go vegan.
Vegans have come a long way, and it's important that we do so, because meat and dairy do cause global warming more than all transportation combined, and we're in drought-stricken California. I, as a vegan, need 10,000 gallons of water to grow my food in a year. A meat eater needs 320,000 gallons. So each vegan in this room is saving 300,000 gallons of water each year. Please give yourself a hand for your heroic lifestyle as you save that water, 100 animals a year, an acre of trees. What a heroic lifestyle it is. And it's an honor for me to host a radio program called Go Vegan with Bob Linden. So you can hear that at goveganradio.com. Congressmember Kucinich has been a guest. And so has Supreme Master Ching Hai, from whom we will hear shortly now. Supreme Master Ching Hai is a three-time invited lecturer for the United Nations and recipient of the World Peace Award and the World Spiritual Leadership Award. Supreme Master Ching Hai is the living example of love in action. She has dedicated her life with passionate and unwavering devotion to rescuing those in need, people who suffer in disasters, whether it be floods or fires or earthquakes. And now the planet needs rescuing, and Supreme Master Ching Hai knows that. And almost single-handedly, I think, between Supreme Master TV and SupremeMasterTV.com and GoVeganRadio.com, we're the only ones bringing this message to the world, to be veg, go green, and do good deeds for the benefit of all beings. And of course, when we say go veg, we mean go vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai is the winner of the Goosey Peace Award, source of inspiration for Supreme Master Television, which is a very constructive channel broadcast around the globe on 14 satellite platforms with subtitles in up to 42 languages. I'm happy to say my program featured. I received an award, Shining World Hero, from Supreme Master, and I was honored by that. I realize that being vegan is so heroic, and I share that award with all of you who are vegan and care for animals. So it's all our award. We're all shining world heroes. So Supreme Master Ching Hai is a trailblazer, and she understands that the single most effective way to stop global warming and the global climate crisis is to go vegan. Through her presence at 13 climate change conferences in 9 countries on 4 continents that were all broadcast worldwide, she's inspired countless people to embrace the new golden era where all beings live in harmony and love, and that would be a world where we all go vegan. So now, let us hear from Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Happy Father's Day. Hello. My grateful greeting to all of you, the organizers who worked passionately for this event, and the participants who brushed aside other important obligations to show support and care by coming to this gathering. I am honored to be invited, though I cannot personally be there with you. My heart is with you, and my best wishes for your endeavor. I wish also what you wish, a healthy, survived, happy, peaceful planet. And we're working together toward this goal. Through hundreds of thousands of years of history, humankind has evolved. We have come a long way. How far may surprise us. And it may surprise us that even war is not the worst thing that happened. There are far worse killers. If you allow, I will name them for your sake, perhaps for my sake as well. We live together on the same planet. We have the same concern. So what concerns you concerns me. There was a time when humans killed other humans even just to eat. Now, doing so is a crime. We call it murder. People killing people, the most heinous crime of all crimes. Whether old or young, light-skinned or dark, Christian or Muslim, Buddhist or Sikh, to take the life of a human is in some places still punishable with one's own life being taken in return. Today, people kill animals to eat. But now, humanity is being called to an even more elevated and compassionate moral level of conduct. A future day is dawning where killing animals too shall be called a crime. It has happened in some places already. In America, a teen has just been recently charged as to have been committed a crime by killing serially 19 cats. In the civilized society that should be, we protest war, we hold rallies to stop the senseless killing of human against human. We plead with governments to enact policies of peace. We judge the murderer as one whose standards are less than human, as one guilty of an act so unimaginable that the person is shunned by society for the rest of his or her life. An entire elaborate legal system is established. An enormous squad of personnel and forces are employed to impose punishment for the reprehensible act of causing death to another human, for robbing others of their beloved or their kin. Evidence is gathered, juries are summoned, the most learned judges preside, armed guards stand watch. Impenetrable prisons are built. Police risk their safety in defense of human life. And schools and families teach moral conduct, or to prevent such crimes from occurring. We take much time, energy, and our collective resources to protect life thus. One day, we will also protest against the murder of our animal co-inhabitants, and by extension, we will denounce anything in the future that kills. Because killing is a crime that must be stopped. These silent killers, they are unnoticed by most of us. They are in our home. Every day, I will try to point them out. It may surprise you, it may not. To some of you, it is obvious. To some of you, will be the first time that you realize who our enemy truly is. Killer number one, meat or animal products. Animal, so-called food. Surprised? There will be more. Meat kills literally billions. A staggering 55 billion animals. Eight times the entire global human population are killed for human consumption each and every year. This is not even counting the several billion fish that perish, with a total loss that translates to more than 155 million beings killed every day. Humans die too, each year, because of meat and fish and anything related to animal consumption. Nearly 33 million people succumb to meat-related diseases annually through heart disease, cancer, and other conditions that claim the lives of more than 90,000 persons each day. 90,000 persons die each day because of animal consumption. And then there are those who cannot obtain food because the grain they need are used to feed animals that will be killed for meat. Approximately 25,000 people die of hunger every day, on top of the 90,000 people who die because of meat. There are 25,000 people die of hunger indirectly also because of meat. And now, on top of this, we have hundreds of thousands of people die each year as the victims of mid-course global warming. And we have tens of millions of others who are made homeless due to climate change. We call them climate refugees, if there is a term. In fact, they have no status. And this is not included the innocent wildlife and domestic animals who suffer because of meat-related problems. Meat causes global warming and kills. Therefore, meat is murder, a crime that must be stopped. Although some of you already know the horrifying effect of meat-related disease, I make a rundown here for the sake of those who are not aware. Some diseases related to meat consumption and production. Mad cow disease, 90% of the population at risk. Swine flu, you know already, presently. The world pandemic. Ebola resistant virus. Cured meat and fish increases leukemia risk in children. Antibiotic resistant superbug infections from a strain of Staphylococcus aureus. Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella, bird flu, pig's disease, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, preeclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile. Disease hidden even in healthy appearing livestock. Now, some of the cause of meat eating. Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%. The more meat consumption, the more risk. Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cause of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion per year. Cancer, colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year as well. More than 500,000 die of it. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year. Diabetes. 246 million people are affected worldwide. An estimate $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese cost $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese. Environmental cost, meat and related productions, uses up to 70% of clean water, pollutes most of the water bodies, deforests the lungs of the earth, uses up to 43% of the world's cereal, uses up to 85% of the world's soy, causes world hunger and war, costs 80% of global warming, plus more. The list goes on. Now, even milk, which we have been told officially to be good for us, is on the contrary poison and causing diseases and, of course, financial loss. Here are some. Bacteria, microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat. Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat leading to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. Link to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis. Classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, and of course global warming. Plus more, the list goes on. Luckily for us, we can avoid all this by a simple cure. Vegan diet. Here are some benefits of a vegan diet. Lower blood pressure, lower cholesterol levels, reduces type 2 diabetes, prevents stroke conditions, reverses atherosclerosis, reduces heart disease risk 50%, reduces heart surgery risk 80%, prevents many forms of cancer. Stronger immune system, increases life expectancy up to 15 years, higher IQ, saves 80% of a total cost of $40 trillion for reducing global warming, uses 4.5 times less land to grow food, conserves up to 70% clean water, saves 80% of the clear Amazonian rainforest from animal grazing. A solution for world hunger. Free up to 3.4 billion hectares of land. Free up to 760 million tons of grain every year. That is half of the world's grain supply. Consume one-third fossil fuels of those used for meat production. Reduces pollution from untreated animal waste. Maintains clean air. Saves 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year. Stop 80% of global warming or more. The list goes on.
I want to thank Supreme Master Ching Rai for, being a leader, a spiritual leader, what she has done is really wonderful because she believes that everybody has to go vegan and then go green and then we can all save the planet. Her spiritual soul is very, very responsible for many good things that is happening on this earth, and I actually thank her from the bottom of my heart. I mean, she's like a wonderful spiritual leader, and I thank you and namaste.
Thank you, Earth Protective viewers, for joining us today for Vegan Earth Day for a Vegan World on Words of Wisdom. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for a journey through aesthetic realms, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May your life be brightly colored with the brilliant hues of heaven.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WOW